Sith.
Hey, kids, who's ready to give everything to Gengar? That's right, it's the podcast where we talk about all the Pokemans in random order, and there might be repeats, although I'm still reserving the right to delete repeats and not tell Gary that they got rolled. I'm William Hughes, and I'm joined, as always, by a guy who always loves to spill that tea. Gary Butterfield.
Put a lot of English on that last one.
Did I?
I didn't notice it. If you re-roll a Pokemon, I'll know.
You won't.
I will.
You make me do all the admin for this show in exchange for getting the money for it. So
I will, though.
How?
Well, okay. If you re-roll a Pokemon, we'll reverse it, so I take all the money and you do all the admin.
That's not reversing.
Well, that's reversing one part of it.
It's reversing. Yeah, that's twisting.
The good part of it.
That's
yeah.
Rotating.
Well, we're a little twisted.
Oh my God!
Aren't here on Gary? Everything to Gengar.
Everything to Gengar. That's right. It's the pivot, baby. I think some people thought they weren't gonna get everything to Gengar 5, 6, 7, and 8. How stupid do they sound now?
I hope they sound really stupid, and I know they sound really stupid. What a bunch of dorks!
This is the pivot. We've been talking about the pivot for like 3 years. This has always been the pivot, and this has always been the plan for the pivot.
Yeah, and it's how we're going to get the youth vote, as you allude to in your intros. This is everything to Guppy has grown stale. The youth do not care about the Binding of Isaac.
They really don't. And anyone devoting themselves to talking about the Binding of Isaac in 2026 is going to sound like they have their full entire craniums shoved inside their buttholes.
Speaking of 2026, big year for Pokemon, I bet.
Poketopia. What?
Poketopia.
What's that?
Coming out.
What's that?
It's a new Pokemon game of some sort.
Fuck, they keep putting them out.
It's like a farming game, I think. I think it's like Stardew Valley, but with Pokemon.
Yeah, that'll sell a lot.
It's going to sell so much. And we get a cut of every sale on everything to Gengar.
That's right. This is a sponsored podcast, so please don't tell them about the part where we see how much porn there's been made of the Pokemons, which isn't an official segment, and we don't have to do it today if we don't want to.
I think doing it on this one, though, would be one of the most interesting.
It's certainly troubling to consider. Gary, we're talking today about Sinistea, Pokemon number 854.
Mm-hmm. What we got here is a ghost type, and we're in the realm of inanimate object Pokemon.
This is some fucking Yo-Kai Watch shit, man.
It is a little Yo-Kai Watch stuff, but I found a lot of stuff kind of fun learning about this guy. One, gender unknown. Have you ever considered what the gender of a cup is?
I mean, in most, like, mystical forms, the cup is usually very, very, very explicitly female-coded.
It's so yonic, like a cup.
Yeah.
It's one of the most concave, yonic shits there is in terms of vessels.
The grail, all that good shit.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Gary, please don't get turned on by cups.
I bend over a grail. I'm going to bend you over the Ark of the Covenant and make you grail pregnant.
Those two things don't happen near each other timeline-wise in the Bible.
No, but they would happen timeline-wise in Dan Brown's Gary Fucks the Grail.
I am really looking forward to seeing Tom Hanks play the grail in that.
Oh, not as much as I am. Maybe get Colin Hanks in there. But the idea...
Why did you say that?
I've never thought of it. Huh? Hotter.
Not in their primes.
No, I know. But yeah, I mean, I assume if we're going to make this movie this year, he wouldn't be in his prime.
No, I mean, we're going to, you know.
Time travel?
CGI, yeah.
Yeah, de-age him.
Do you think,
and age me up a little bit.
Do you think young Tom Hanks was hotter than young Colin Hanks?
Yeah.
He had that charisma, right? I like Colin Hanks a lot, but he looks so sad all the time.
Yeah, I think he is sad. He's like surrounded by thousands of typewriters.
Yeah, know, just
crying in his mansion.
Yeah, he probably lost a couple pets to them. Like maybe a little mouse got inside the keys, and then Dad walked along and was just like, I've got a musing. And squeak.
Him in a gigantic chamber full of typewriters has huge Doom Patrol energy. Like
it at does, some point
they go into a dimension with a room where there's like just typewriters lining every wall. That seems like something from Doom Patrol.
Yeah, what's the author? Robert Bellairs, The House with the Typewriters in the walls and on the shelves and hanging over my head while I sleep. Please, Dad, put the typewriters away.
Yeah. Sad book. I would say the gender of this cup is lady, though.
This
is a lady presenting cup.
It's got eyelashes. Eyelashes are traditionally we associate with women.
It's how you get a Miss Pac-Man as opposed to a Pac-Man.
I guess it is. Miss Pac-Man has beauty mark?
The cartoon version.
Okay.
Yeah. In the game, it's a bow.
And a beauty mark.
Have you ever found the beauty mark
exotic, or was the beauty mark just aggressive marketing from the mole community?
I'll tell you one thing about that. I grew up in DeKalb, Illinois.
Sure.
Home of Cindy Crawford.
Of course.
Who famously has a beauty mark.
Uh-huh.
So that was my first exposure to that. And I remember when everyone is saying like, oh, she's a super sex symbol. I was like, yeah, she's got that fucking weird thing on her face. I had to like learn that was supposed to be hot.
Okay. And now do you find it hot?
Not particularly. I don't find it off-putting either, though.
Okay.
Pretty neutral about it. Like I'd cover it up with a sticker. But I don't think it's particularly on hot.
What sticker?
A little motorcycle.
Oh, mouse on it?
Yeah. A little Stuart Little.
Stuart Little is not the mouse on the motorcycle. I don't want to get into this argument again.
I'm sure he's ridden a motorcycle before.
I don't know that that's true. Also, Stuart Little, not a mouse, just a little boy who looks exactly like a mouse.
The mouse presenting.
Fair.
There is a, this is interesting because there's a counterfeit version of this, which is the whole idea of counterfeit Pokemon.
Yeah. So I think we need to do our due diligence here and say what the Pokemon actually is.
Oh yeah. It's a teacup.
It is a teacup, with a face on it, that has liquid inside it. And the liquid comes out and kind of out of a chip and kind of forms a tongue.
Yes, like a temple tongue, a tongue on the temple there. This evolves into a teapot, which is not how this works.
No,
how teacups work.
Not typically.
I wish it did. And there's a bunch of stuff to this. This isn't the, you know, just find an object and turn it into a ghost Pokemon, because like a ghost can haunt anything.
Yeah, this is one of those, secretly pretty fucked up Pokemon ones.
Oh, it's great. Yeah. It drinks your soul if you drink from it. It can take your soul.
But only in small doses because it tastes so goddamn nasty.
Yep. And if you think it tastes bad and you want to stir it to mix it up, it'll make it dizzy. That's how you fight it. That's great. And it's created when you leave a cold leftover cup of tea, which is very well observed. People do that shit.
I really like this because this is a Generation 8 Pokemon, which is the one that takes place in Britain. Galar. And it is very clear that this is a late on a Friday Pokemon.
Oh, absolutely. Like, we already did a Sword and Keys. What else could be haunted? What else is British?
What do British people like? God, I just want to get out to the karaoke bar.
The wiki also has a picture. It says a teacup before Synestia has possessed it. And just a picture of a teacup.
Yeah.
I feel like just a picture of a teacup, any teacup would do. It's very funny that they have to show us what a teacup is.
Now, to be fair, Synestia will apparently only inhabit one specific pattern of cup, which is this one with the green seafoam. So,
yes.
And there are perverts who make these on purpose by getting these teacups and putting tea in it and then letting it get cold.
And people who make counterfeit ones. They don't have the mark on them, the seal.
Yeah, that's...
that's weird.
Really complicated. That this has both a phony and an antique form, and they have no difference.
Well, and the phony version implies that there's a profit incentive to creating this Pokemon. Like, why would you counterfeit this Pokemon?
Well, I don't know if people are counterfeiting the Pokemon or counterfeiting the cups, and the Pokemon is a side effect of that.
If so, this is a really hazardous cup to make. If it could just turn into one of these things, like, you could make any other cup.
Yeah, but this one has, like, a little face design on it, and people like it.
That's pretty nice.
They like it. So it's seafoam green in color with gold rims and a lacy pattern that resembles a face and functions as one, being able to change and express emotions.
But that is a pretty cool thing for a cup to do. Maybe like when it fills with hot water, it changes the face of it.
My assumption here is that this was just a popular type of teacup, so popular that the counterfeiters got in on it. And then later they found out they had created phony Pokemon.
Yeah. I could see that. Do you think there's no mechanical difference? Do you think that the Synesties know whether they're real or not?
Absolutely. And they are violently racist about it.
Racist?
Yeah, against each other.
Like the British? Oh, okay.
I guess racist isn't... Gary, I don't have a word for irrational prejudice between the phony and antique forms of a Pokemon. Gary, I'm sorry that my language hasn't evolved properly. I just used racist and you called me out.
It's like in Catcher in the Rye when they're constantly talking about phony Pokemon. Let's read a Pokedex entry for this.
I would love to. Sorry, I was trying to think of a good, like... Would Holden Caulfield be a good Pokemon trainer, do you think?
I thought you were going to ask if he'd make a good Pokemon.
They're both good questions, Gary.
Fuck it, a ghost does it.
Yeah.
he evolves into John Hinckley or whatever. The guy who shot Lennon. Not John Hinckley.
Mark David Chapman. One.
Yeah, he evolves into Mark David Chapman. The soul of someone who died alone, possessed in some leftover tea, this Pokemon appears in hotels and houses.
Synestia gets into your body when you drink it, and then it steals your vitality from within. It also tastes awful.
That's tea for you. Let's check out the porn on this guy. I haven't done it, but I would like you to do it.
I don't. All right. I didn't like the way that was a command.
Yeah. Well, you know.
Oh my God. Is this, am I on the wrong? I know there's, oh, there. Okay. No. All right. I have the number. Do you want the number?
Okay.
Or do you want to guess?
We do high or low. Yeah. We do over unders on this. I'm going to say 10.
You're under, but not by much.
I'm under. Okay. How much is it?
It's 21. And then I have four images tagged as Synestia cosplay.
Okay.
Which I am going to now look at.
Yeah. Google wants to know my location when I search for this.
Okay.
No.
These are just women. I think these are female characters from Pokemon that have dressed up as kind of human forms of Synestia. So that's too bad. If I end up on it, you have to pay for my lawyer. If that.
You can use your guppy money however you like.
A lot of these, I'll tell you this right now, and I'm very disappointed in the Pokemon porn community. Mm-hmm. Almost all of these are just naked women who happen to be holding a cup of tea.
Yeah, which is already a porn thing.
Except for this one.
No, there's a couple of them that aren't. There's two of them that are incredible on the left side.
Okay, well, I don't know where. I don't know how you have your screen set up, but you looking at the one where the Synestia is, the tea has come out of it and is wrapped around a very poorly drawn man's dick?
A outline of a man. Scottamouche.
Yeah.
Getting
with a little extra tendril that has wrapped around one of the balls.
Yeah, and the expression on the Synestia's face in that one is pretty priceless.
It is. And Gary, could you go ahead and scroll down to the comment? We don't need to say the commenter's name, but could you read the comment?
Yeah, this is by Redder.
No, I don't want to say that. I don't want to blow up this person who's probably using their real name on Rule 34 comments.
And they did it in August of last year. I bet she feels great.
She does, bud.
If people like this show, what should they do?
I don't know. We haven't figured that out yet. Also, Gary, this is coming out. This is still this year. This is the last release of 2025. So,
gotcha. Yeah. Well, this year in August, this person is commenting.
I bet she feels great.
This, I bet she feels great. I hope she feels good about what she did. If you like the show, go on to patreon.com/duckfeedtv. Give us some dollars. Leave us a rating review. Keep in mind, we are a new show now, so leave rating reviews that are appropriate to that. But they do have to be 5 stars, as usual.
Yeah, let's see. There's we have some. I think some of them might be for older shows, but who knows? This one from Threnza, left on Podcast Addict. A perfect pivot into a more controlled chaos. Podcaster chefs Gary Music Man Butterfield and Will, pardon me, Master of Sabotage Hughes cover Cutthroat Kitchen, one of the only shows on TV that can come anywhere close to matching their own glee of inflicting creative chaos onto another person. The increased incident per episode of CK also allows for some well-needed guardrails to keep them from getting too lost in Tangent Town. 5 out of 5 chef knives that are also my babies. I don't like that review.
It's very kind, but it's out of date.
It's condescending, is what I would say.
You say that's condescending? I know that person, kinda.
Yeah. So no, Threnza has left us about a million reviews. I'm just suggesting the idea that we need more structure or guardrails. Obviously, we don't. Go fuck yourself.
All right. And we'll be back next time.
Let's end with our famous sign-off. Yes, ghost. Because it's yes, Gengar. Ghost. Because he's Gengar, he's a ghost.
And because of Sinisty.
Yeah.
I wanna be the very 6th. Hey, kids! Are you ready for another episode of Everything to Gengar, the only podcast that talks about Pokemon in a random order? Every single time we roll one up, we talk about it no matter what. My name is Gary Butterfield, and with me, as always, is one of Flabébé's kids, Will Hughes.
I was also thinking about Flabébé's kids, Gary, so I'm glad we're on the same page. Your intro made you sound like Binky the Clown from Garfield.
I did. Well, I was trying to do a different kind of Hey Kids. There's only like a couple of them. There's YouTube and Binky.
Yeah, that's and the Krusty. Two. And Pervert.
Oh, yeah. Hey. Yeah. Different kind of Hey Kids. Maybe I'll do that one for the next one.
Hey Kids. You have to do it entirely on the breathe out. We're talking about Flabébé. Yeah, Flabébé. There's too damn many of these.
Yeah. Lots of Flabébés, and also not a fairy plant type.
That is weird.
What is the plant in this?
This is like, just a fairy type. And I feel like every time I dip back into a Pokemon game, I feel like I get 30 of these fucking things. I hate this Pokemon.
I'm not particularly a big fan of it. Fairy types are a tough putt for me.
You famously are real. You have like mechanical issues with fairy type in a way that I find charming, in the same way you would find someone who really thinks a lot about like Charlemagne charming.
Yeah, that's a good comparison. Yeah, I don't like them. I think they're counterintuitive. I understand them from a mechanical standpoint.
But you do have a point insofar as you hear fire type, you're like, well, that probably has some interactions with water and plants. You hear fairy type, you're like, beats everything, right? Fairies are usually pretty good.
Yeah, I don't fucking know. Except cold iron type.
Yeah.
You know, I don't, except for like smart bargainer type.
Yeah. Carefully worded vow type.
Yeah. Like good wish type. So I don't really like those. Also a mono fairy type I never want to use. Like, I don't like mono types anyway. That people are going to learn that over the course of the show.
Yeah.
You're going to get sick of me saying it in about a year.
This is your third time saying it in the span of 6 episodes. So yeah.
Yeah. Get used to it. But I don't like mono types, and a mono fairy type doesn't feel particularly useful or cool to me. This one, the fact that it's riding on a plant, and as it evolves, the plant changes color, but the plant apparently is not part of the Pokemon.
No, the plant doesn't change color as it evolves.
Oh, yeah. There's different types. You're right. Thank you.
Yeah, there are
different types of this, so they can be on different plants.
I'm not sitting here and telling you that that Flabébé isn't very cute. It is. He's like cuddled onto the... God, I was looking at Peduncle. He's holding on to the... The pistol. He's holding on to the pistol. Yeah.
It is the most dong-like part of the plant.
Well, sure. I mean... Yeah. You got to have some dong parts on the plant. They have genitals.
Plants are like 90% genital. It's crazy.
Yeah, because they're efficient.
Yeah, very efficient. As opposed to us, which we're like, what percentage genitals would you say you are?
0.0001.
Yeah, same. Yeah, it's not very much.
Yeah.
You know? Sad.
And that's normal.
And as I've lost weight, the genital is shrinking. The percentage is actually getting smaller, not bigger.
Gary, is that true?
Yeah. No.
Okay.
Yeah, it's the same size, looks bigger.
I was about to say, with how emaciated you are now, I bet it's starting to look, you know, kind of impressive.
Kind of respectable. Like, yeah. not I'm not going to enter into contest or anything, but like...
Unembarrassing.
Significantly less embarrassing than it was.
Like, hey, that skeleton with a math teacher mustache, pack him.
Yeah, it's clearly has a penis. Clearly, yeah. External genitals on that one, you know, which I like, because I, you know, feeling like
and
I didn't
what a
have
treat
them.
For Liv.
Oh, don't even get me. Please don't get me started. By no means get me started. So this is a little guy who rides the flower. It does suck that there are so many types of these, because if you have a disease where you have to collect them all, you probably do have to collect all five of these.
We've got another instance of that later on this week that's even more complicated in its own way. But I never care for this bullshit. It always annoys me.
Yeah. No. I will never do this. I would die first.
Yeah.
Before I did that. Just imagine walking back and forth, just like checking the color of flowers to make sure you have every color of flower with a little dude on it.
Yeah.
And then imprisoning them. Never. Never, never, never.
Yeah, they do throw these fucking things. This is usually like your first like pure fairy type, I think.
Yes, because introduced an XY, which yeah. I think was the first, maybe first one. It might have been black. Yeah, might have been black white.
Gary, there's no way for us to know, and it's okay that we don't know.
Yeah, and don't correct us. I'd like to point out something on the wiki, if I may. Look at the entry in the stat block for shape. That ain't true.
Okay, so like, yeah, shape is tricky because it's like, I'm not sure where exactly shape gets used. But it is, that's not what Flababy looks like. That looks like a rock type.
That's a Geodude.
Yeah, it's Geodude.
Like, it says shape and then it shows a Geodude.
Yeah, and to be clear, we're not talking about... guess that, what's that Pokemon, right? Is that what the guessing game is called?
Yeah. Who's that Pokemon?
Who's that Pokemon?
Mm-hmm. Those are fun, the Who's That Pokemon.
They are really fun, and that's all we should do at Duckstream next year.
That's actually a pretty fun idea. I would do some Who's That Pokemon.
Yeah. I wonder
if there's a website that does that.
Gary, there's lots of websites, man.
I know. Websites, oh, there is. Websites, there's a game.
Yeah.
You need JavaScript, though.
We'll get JavaScript. I'll wait.
Yeah. I'm going to go to elite level for my...
I'm excited to hear Gary get malware in real time.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I have to set sound on to do elite mode.
Oh, ooh.
Well, this will be for the future.
Because it probably plays the cry.
Yeah, it plays the scream, and you have to know it by the scream, which is also crazy. The level of intensity of this I cannot handle.
Gary, give me your best Pokemon scream. Because I just did mine.
What was yours? I missed it. Was that a very small noise, or is
no Discord? Discord hates my noises.
Okay, because it just sounded like you went.
No, that would have been funny, but no, Discord just doesn't let me express myself for some fucking reason.
It doesn't like you screeching.
It wasn't even a screech. I was proud of it because I was giving it a little bit of like a digital burble on it.
Mm. Listeners will have to tell me.
Yeah.
Reach out. How it was. Yeah, appreciate that. And in a 5-star review if you want. Let's read a little bit about this guy. What's this guy's deal?
It draws out and controls the hidden power of flowers. The flower Flababy holds is most likely part of its body.
Okay. Okay. That's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was unsure about that. Then it should 100% have plant typing. It fucking sucks.
But it, yeah, I know, man. I'm right here with you, holding your hand, gently stroking the hair on the back of it, trying to get you through this.
Thank you. This is pretty nice.
It's okay. Yeah,
I'm stroking my own hand and pretending it's you.
Yeah. Well, we could take that a lot of places. But I'm just sitting with, because at some point with grief, there's nothing to say, right?
Yeah.
All that you can be is the presence in the room.
Yeah. Like many things you just have to endure. Nothing to say, nothing to do.
You simply have to do the hard work of getting from that moment to this one.
Yeah. Some time exists only to move through the bleak.
And that's what Flabébé teaches us.
There's a lot of porn for this thing. I looked it up in advance on accident because I was like pretty curious. I wanted to see how the flower might have been integrated.
It's so childish, though.
The porn or me doing that?
No, the Pokemon.
Yeah. Well, it's actually, now that I'm looking it up, several of them don't actually have the titular Pokemon in them. Like, this is one with just a Ninetales. Like, let me check on that and see if there's a... Oh, there's a little Flabébé hiding out behind.
Okay. Yeah, just kind of... seems like an easy
just
one.
There.
You got a little empty frame. Yeah, I'm going to say right now, I don't want to look at... This is the first one I really don't want to look at porn of, because it's quite childlike.
You might be well, I guess you wouldn't be disappointed.
Would I be disappointed, Gary?
Yeah.
Do you feel?
No, I think you'll be pleased to hear that for the most part, she's not doing anything in it.
Just kind of hanging out,
Yeah, like she's just there. It's kind of like the snail in Adventure Time.
Oh, sure.
By which I mean actually the lich.
Gary, now that's a big old spoiler.
I know. But for like season 2, it's pretty early Adventure Time.
Yeah.
There's a lot going on here.
Gary, the most important thing about looking at the Pokemon porn is to close the tab when we're done with the section.
I just don't know why it's all about Ninetales. Somebody, non-canon smut event, 3,000 plus followers. I assume it's non-canon. I've closed it. Thank God.
Yeah.
Okay.
You really, as someone who's gone into these dark woods before, you've really just got to close the tab after we're done talking about it, or else you don't come back from it.
I just wanted, I want to figure out why that person thought the Ninetales would have this little porno accessory specifically.
Maybe they just really, if you're a porn artist, there's only so many things you're allowed to draw, right?
Yes.
You have to draw things that are or could be to someone sexy. And Flabébé's not going to be that. So maybe sometimes you just really want to draw Flabébé. I don't think we talked enough about Flabébé is a great name.
Oh, Flabébé is really good.
Really fun to say.
Two accents. I guess that's true. I mean, you could draw a non-erotic image of Flabébé, but why would you?
You're not going to get paid for that. Your horny Patreon is not going to enjoy that.
You'll lose patrons very quickly.
So quickly. There's a lot of, what's the word? A churn. There's a lot of churn.
Yeah, a lot of churn.
In that community.
Exit survey, reason for leaving, drew non-nude Flabébé.
That's a really powerful sentence, Gary. I had to sit with it for a minute.
Yeah, I know. I like it a lot. I wrote it out here, and I like how it looks.
Yeah. Good. The rhythm of the letters and the shape of just as a shape.
It's the non-nude Flabébé. It's the double N and double B that makes it so pleasing.
I mean, Gary, we could get that done as like a cross stitch or something for you.
A non-nude, yeah. Drew a non-nude Flabébé.
Yeah, reason for leaving drew a non-nude Flabébé.
Yeah. If you don't have a reason for leaving, how can you support the show?
Are we really going to do this for each episode? The episodes are
only... Of course we are.
Okay, of course. Sorry, I'm really...
We're getting used to the format, but we talked about this.
Sorry.
In fact, I think that was your idea, but now we're stuck on it.
Doesn't mean I'll like it in a week. I am a little distracted thinking about what band would have the lyrics, reason for leaving, drew a non-nude Flabébé.
I mean, the way you sung it,
it was a little Tom Waitsy.
Makes me think of the band instead of the words.
Yeah.
It's got a little bit of Red Hot Chili Peppers, like not new for the baby.
Oh yeah, I could definitely hear them putting a lot of stink on Flabébé.
Gonna get the maybe with my non-nude Flabébé. Reason for leaving is a non-nude Flabébé.
Yeah, man, you should do more Chili Peppers.
I should join the Chili Peppers. I'm not very good at bass, but I could learn.
I never hear about those guys fighting.
That's true. Like, that might be a well-adjusted band. Weird. Yeah. I would think, like, with big egos involved. You've got to flee Anakitas. You know?
This one, left by... No, I think I read that one, so I get... Oh, this one's long. This one left by Knight's Alchemy. The podcast is still a decent treasure room item, I guess. Your Honor, we have been arguing this case for, 5 years. It has been hard to keep track after the whole snack and time incident during our last cross-examination. Ladies and gentlemen, you have been presented many pieces of evidence these long years. We have interviewed many characters who have provided expert witness testimony before being sent onto their respective buses. We have heard from an entire parade of madness known as cats. This is written like a lawyer talking, so I'm making it Southern. We have witnessed the rise and fall of Brahms the Boy as our patron deity, protector, and destroyer. We have witnessed an entire reimagining of the Binding of Guppy and seen up close the detailed life cycles of countless monsters. This is all, of course, not to speak of the horrors brought upon Inspector Gadget's niece. Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, I must ask you, does any of this have any bearing on this case? I must remind you, we are here to discuss the squeaking allegedly performed by one Gary Butterfield and Will Hughes. It is clear that my opposition has come up with a pivot in hopes of disguising the issue. I must plead that you do not get distracted. No matter how many new sabotages we witness, how much money is spent, or how many Mohawks are brought to attention, is it all just chaff? I understand that Alton Brown is charismatic. Look beyond him. The truth is still... All right, I'll level with you here. I'm very tired, Your Honor, and I would like to go home. Please... It has been so long, I can no longer remember my wife's face clearly. My children have grown up without me. If you will not make a determination, then at least dismiss this case. Fangborn, does that help? And that was a 5-star review. I did warn you that it was long.
Can I say two things about your delivery of that?
Oh, yeah, sorry.
One, I never realized how close Southern Lawyer is to Preacher.
Sure.
Like, for a second, I was like, I started feeling Preacher, but you brought me back 100% of Southern Lawyer with your excellent pronunciation of pivot.
Thank you.
That is like an anchor word for Southern Lawyer voice.
Apparently. No one knew.
Yeah, pivot. Like, it just like drew you out of the Preacher zone and into the Lawyer zone. AKA the erosion of the separation of church and state.
Yeah, I think that's like half of the quartet from Salo.
I think you're right. The general, the lawyer, the Southern Preacher.
Yep.
Yes, Ghost.
Yes, Ghost.
I want to be the very 7th.
Hey, kid. It's time to give everything to Gengar, the podcast where we talk about every single Pokemon there is, if the RNG lets us. I'm William Hughes, and I'm joined, as always, by a guy who's gotta catch that ding-dang Hannibal, Gary Butterfield.
Oh, I'm not, don't know that reference.
Hugh Dancy is the star of Hannibal.
Ah.
And the Pokemon we're talking about today is Dancy.
Dancy. Okay.
I hate this little fucker. Hannibal.
Yeah. I don't hate this thing, I don't think. I like this one better than the last one.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. Maybe I'm just the heel on this show. Maybe I just hate all the Pokemon.
What? You like that teapot?
I did like the teapot. So my thing here with Deancey. Deancey's a little rat with wearing a headdress that's pooping out a rock, right?
Yeah. That's basically right. Yeah.
if I just look at the design of the, I guess it's more like a squirrel, kind of. It's kind of, it's got like Eevee ears. I was on board with this thing until I read the description that would not stop in Gary speak glazing this thing.
Yeah.
It is said to be the loveliest sight in the whole world and one of the most beautiful Pokemon in existence.
It has been referred to as the Royal Pink Princess. The Diamond's forehead has 2,000 carats. Wields a sword made of diamonds. Like, it is pretty extra. It's peacocking.
It is. This is a fairy rock type. This is also Generation 6. All the ones, we had one Generation 8, and the other ones this week are Generation 6s.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, which bodes well for the random number generator giving us repeats.
I mean, we got 668 and 664 spoilers. Or 669 and 664 today, so.
That's pretty weird. Yeah, the idea of, like, a Geode Pokemon being a rock fairy type makes sense to me. Like, not Geode, but, like, a gem encrusted with base rocks.
Yeah, one that has not been refined, and then when it goes into Mega type, get refined.
Yeah, an uncut gem Pokemon.
Yeah, okay, you're bringing me back around. This is how it wins, sure.
Yeah, they should have just said this is how it wins.
Yeah.
At the end. But, I mean, that did end great for that guy.
I'm trying to remember the end of that movie. He wins the big bet. I went to the bathroom, and the end, we were at the Jewel again. So I assume, well.
Yeah, he takes all his money and his girl, and he retires.
I really like
that. There's actually a post-credit scene. It's really nice.
Oh, nice. He gets cast on Saturday Night Live.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a prequel.
I really, I managed to tickle myself genuinely by imagining someone who, when he wins the bet, being like, all right, and going to the bathroom.
Yeah. It would have saved his life. I like the idea of somebody winning millions of dollars then joining Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
I want to get yelled at by celebrities and work 80 hours a week with my millions of dollars.
I do think that they could cast me as Saturday Night Live right now, and I'd do pretty good, you know?
I'm thinking about it.
Maybe just as a writer. I could be a writer.
I've seen their writing. It's not that hard. Yeah.
So I have your vote?
Yeah. If we're voting for new SNL for new season next year, I'm voting for Will Hughes.
Thank you, Gary. That means a lot to me.
You're welcome.
Maybe I can make digital shorts. Those seem fairly easy.
And also the best part of the show a lot of the time, in my opinion.
Are you a big Please Don't Destroy fan?
I'm okay with them as a thing. I did like The Lonely Island a lot, and I like the digital shorts, the kind of proto versions of them. Basically any pre-taped material I like.
Sure.
More than the actual stuff on the show. And I kind of put them together.
Gary, real quick, obviously we're going to talk a lot about DeAnsie, but just give me your top 10 SNL cast. Just give me your dream SNL cast real fast.
Tim Meadows.
So you're starting with people who were already on Saturday Night Live and not me. That's interesting.
Oh, well, I didn't realize you meant, I thought you meant people who had already been on.
It's a dream.
Okay.
Why would you put guardrails on your fucking dreams?
They would still be a dream to have them together.
Me and Tim Meadows?
If it's a dream cast.
Yeah, we're going to have Crazy Taxi.
Yeah, yeah, Crazy Taxi is going to be in there.
Fucking Jesus Fantasy Star Online, I guess.
Yeah, it's going to be a whole Game Master Anthony Night Live. Will Hughes.
Thank you.
A second copy of Tim Meadows.
Ooh.
Ron Gilbert. Jake the Dog. Michelangelo the Ninja Turtle. A third copy of Tim Meadows, Bob Odenkirk, and a fourth copy of Tim Meadows.
Gary, I don't want to be this guy.
Mm-hmm.
It does feel telling that there's no women in your dream cast.
Yeah, it's
Saturday Night Live.
It's true. Well, you were kind of poking. I was going to say a dream cast of Saturday Night Live
sure. That
would have included women.
Sure.
And then you very specifically purposely threw me off my rhythm.
Yeah.
But there would have been some ladies in there.
Yeah. In a hypothetical version of the list that Gary could say right now if he wanted to, there would be women on it.
There would. I'm not going to make a list without Kay McKinnon in it, but like the you said not people on Saturday Night Live, and you were trying to bring it back to you. It's too early in us recording after a break to start fighting. We have to record another episode after this.
Why does this feel like a fight to you? Because I accurately said something about a mistake you made?
No, because you inaccurately are beating me about something.
You know I don't know the difference between baiting someone and having a conversation.
I know, but that's on you. I hope you had worked on it during the break.
Worked on it how?
For me to expect self-improvement.
Worked on it how?
Worked on it how? Willpower? Stop doing it?
That's not working on it. That's just what you want to happen.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. How would you work on it?
I don't know. If I knew that, I wouldn't do it. Get me a workbook or something.
I don't believe that.
Which part?
That if you knew how to not do it, you would. If you knew how to work on it, you wouldn't do it.
If I could be better, I would be, Gary.
I don't believe that.
It's sometimes stressful to be bad the ways that I am. Admittedly, sometimes it's just very, very amusing. But sometimes it's stressful.
Your primary motivation is boredom. So I think that, like, most of the time you like it.
Everything's so boring unless I'm being an asshole.
That is what gets you out of bed in the morning and puts you to sleep at night and drives most of your social decisions, I think, is boredom.
I have such a hard time getting up in the morning until I think about being a troll.
Yeah. It's got to be tough. It's like the Flash, how he sees everyone else in slow motion, you know? It's got to be tough being you.
Yeah. Thank you, Gary. That really means a lot to me.
Yeah. With all of this boring people around you.
It's not that the people are boring. It's that people are inherently boring. I haven't met an interesting person.
Yeah. That's got to be tough for you.
What if I met an I would run away from an interesting person. I don't need that kind of pressure.
Yeah. The what's the closest you've ever come?
Like, I guess in high school when you develop a crush on someone.
Hmm.
And like they exist.
They were interesting.
They exist only as like a distant placeholder for your ideals of what a person could be. Like when you have a crush on someone, they could be interesting, right? You don't.
Sure.
In a crush, you don't know them well enough to know how they're boring yet.
Okay. Yeah, I suppose if you're imagining somebody, then they are probably more interesting. Because elsewise, why would you imagine them?
Yeah, I think that's the closest I've gotten. And then a couple times I did, like, become close with the person. And in a couple cases, even, you know, dated them. And I was like, oh, okay. Have you seen Anomalisa? Yeah.
Have I seen what?
Anomalisa.
I don't know what that is.
Oh, it's a movie. It's the Charlie Kaufman puppet movie where the guy, everybody that the guy sees all has the same appearance of the same middle-aged man.
No, I have not seen that.
And then he meets one woman who actually has like a face. And then, spoiler alert, after he spends time with her, she also turns into the middle-aged man.
That sounds like a very apt metaphor for what you're talking about.
Yeah.
A little suspiciously on the nose.
I wasn't doing it on purpose, but it does line up pretty well with my experience of people.
It's sad.
How so?
This Pokemon can instantly create diamonds by compressing the carbon
like Superman.
In the air between its hands.
Like Superman.
Superman can also do that. But if Superman, you know, this is real. So this is a wealth generating Pokemon.
Yeah, this exists, or at least this exists in a more realistic context than Superman.
Yes. Yeah, Superman is fantastical, whereas this Carbink, this Diankle thing, incredibly more realistic.
Oh, let's be clear. This is my favorite thing. This is a mutation of a different Pokemon from its same generation, Carbink.
Yes. Carbink, which I like the look of.
Me too.
Also, this was leaked. Fucking Koro magazine leaked this on February 11th, 2014.
I mean, they do a lot of good work. They're like they're the equivalent of Bachelor Carl or whatever, but for Pokemon.
The Woodward and Bernstein of Pokemon magazines.
I'll stick with Bachelor Carl as my touch point for in-depth journalism. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm going to use the more universal touch point.
A lot of people watch The Bachelor, man. Not a lot of people read the Washington Post.
More consequential as well. If you like this show,
really,
head on over to patreon.com/DougFeeTV. You can also leave us a rating review, provided it's 5 stars.
We blew a lot of time talking about how cool my brain is today.
It seems it's cool. It's cool.
It's fun. It's genuinely pretty fun a lot of the time.
It doesn't seem at all the most depressing thing I can imagine.
How is it depressing?
It does seem pretty fun.
It's a constant lifelong pursuit of interest.
I would become exhausted generally.
New listener, excited for the future. This one's from Corpo Crazy. Believe it or not, a friend recommended this show to me, and I've been going through and listening to the whole damn thing episode by episode. Despite the many attempts by hosts Butter and Huge to offboard new listeners, I'm still here. It's just, there's so many episodes. So many episodes. But I just finished episode 813, released February 5th, 2022. Will just confidently declared that they will run out of content by March of 2023. I haven't gotten that far yet, but I guess that means I'm almost done with the show. Curious what you plan to pivot into next.
I bet you, I hope this episode is fun for that person.
Yeah.
It's like a time capsule.
Hey, Gary, I'm going to big time you right here. I hope every episode is fun for every listener.
See, that's the difference. I hope that some people find this not fun, but challenging, and they learn from it.
Challenge is fun.
Not for all people.
I know.
Yes, Ghost.
Yes, Chef.
No.
Fuck. No. Different show.
Different show. Different show.
Gary, they're starting to leave. The palimpsest is starting to really leave some marks.
We've entered the multiverse of madness.
Oh, no.
It's okay.
Sam Raimi, why wouldn't you watch WandaVision before making that? I like the movie, but it seems insulting.
That's a good point. It doesn't seem like he would put in the time. I don't know. I would have put in the time.
It's not that long. It's like 8 episodes.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like 8 episodes, and it's pretty good.
Yeah.
It's not like a slog. Hey, kids.
Sucks.
Welcome to Everything to Gengar. It is the only show on the internet that talks about Pokemon, every Pokemon, thousands of them, but in a random order. My name is Gary Butterfield, and with me, as always, is a guy who has caught the bug. The bug is usually used as an HIV thing, and I didn't mean that when I started the sentence. Will Hughes.
Sentences are tricky, man, and I'm right here with you.
Yeah. Hey, catch the bug, HIV, Hive.
Don't they call... Oh, yeah. No, it all works. It all works together.
Yeah, pretty good.
Isn't the bug... Oh, I haven't read Black Hole, but isn't that also like the what they call the disease in that?
I'm trying to remember. I think they use a couple different things for it. Black Hole is great. Black Hole is scary and good.
Yeah, it seemed too scary for me to read. I felt like I would get scared.
It is spooky and kind of unsavory in a way that I find very pleasant.
Yeah.
You know who would love it is Kay, and I keep meaning to get it for her, and I haven't yet, so I should get on that.
Yeah, get the fuck on that, man. Hey, Scatterbug.
Just do the Scatterbug. I'm trying to get Kay off manga, and this is going to be my first opening salvo. Like, oh, no, there's other horror comics.
I appreciate your dedication to your friends changing.
Yeah. It's primarily my... Well, I get so bored, you know? I just have to change them.
Yeah, I guess so. But that's not true. You just want them to not talk to you about things that irritate you.
I mean, that's mostly it. Yeah, I never want to hear about certain things. I don't know how to weigh in on that sentence.
Yeah, no, Gary, I was... hadn't been on tenter hooks all day, and suddenly the hooks were tentering.
Yeah, no, that is correct. That is what I want.
Yeah.
But I want it for the whole world. Like, I don't, it's just not just my friends. I want to never hear about anything that irritates me ever.
Yeah, you.
So if I had my druthers, we would just replace all horror manga with Black Hole.
Okay.
Except for the ones I like.
Okay, yeah. That all tracks. You're the person I know who is the most irritated when hearing about things that irritate them.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't like it.
And it may not sound like it, but I have genuinely altered my behavior over the course of our decade-long friendship to lower that incidence, at least personally.
Good. That's a good instinct to follow that.
Yeah.
You're killing it.
I have been Pavlovian conditioned not to say certain things to you.
Yeah, good.
And that's called friendship.
You're saying that like it's funny or bad, but it's actually good. And you're doing the minimum. Like, I don't know why everyone else can't get on your level, but.
I say that every day, you know?
Yeah. No, this is 100% the area in which you are the most adequate.
Gary, it's scatterbug. Sometimes you just got to have a fucking bug, right?
Every generation has to have just a bug. This one I like because it's cute.
It is cute. It's got a little overbite.
Little overbite? Like, he looks like he's kind of a little stinker.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Like, he just did something naughty. You know, he's looking back at you. I like him. He turns into something called a scrupa, which I like.
Spupa.
Scrupa. That's fun, right?
Spupa.
Spupa. There we go. You're right.
I was saying
scrupa
on...
because of Brock. Say spupa.
Spupa.
Like scuba. No.
Spupa is a fun pun. And then because every Pokemon we talk about today has to have some sort of bullshit like this, apparently Scatterbug and Spupa have 20 visually indistinct forms that then determine what kind of butterfly they eventually evolve into.
20. That's bleak.
They all look the same, but you have to figure out which one you have to try to figure, because there's 20 different patterns of butterfly wing it can have when it gets to its final evolution.
It becomes a Vivillon. And you know what? When they came up with this Pokemon, there are a lot of different types of butterflies.
Yeah.
I understand it. You know? But this does feel like this is just here to torture a certain kind of mindset.
Yeah.
To me.
Get a Pokedex with every single Vivillon in it. Vivillon is how you'd say it.
You know how Getting Over It says, you know, I made this game for a certain kind of person to hurt them?
Yeah.
Like, that's how I feel about a lot of these choices. Like...
Yeah, I mean, for the hardcore Pokemon types, you want to collect a thing, right? That's kind of the idea?
Yep.
Is that kind of the idea of this thing? Is you just want to fucking collect a thing? Is that the fucking idea here?
Well, it's actually that you go through this amazing story. You go through and you actually just play really, really deep combat and then go through an amazing story with twists and turns and great characters.
With the amazing really story and the great characters, how soon do I realize a character is a secret villain? Is it the first time I look at them or have I had a head injury?
No, it's generally the first time or before that.
Yeah, like they're presented in like silhouette and I can see that they have shoulder pads or some shit like that.
Yeah.
Or interesting hair.
And then there's always like a team of kind of dopes.
Like delinquents.
Who are delinquents and kind of vague antagonists every single time.
And then they're not really the real problem.
No, the real problem is always basically the same thing. Yeah, that's why you play. It's for the storylines.
Okay. It's not to collect things.
No. I wouldn't. I mostly, this is a narrative experience for me. Yeah, primarily.
I do like looking at this little guy and his little overbite.
Me too. It's so fucking cute.
His little neck collar.
I know. I would enjoy having one of these guys. And I don't like bugs. You know? But.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sweet boy. I'm real curious about porn on this one, though, because he's tiny. And cute. And has no, like, I don't see where a genital would happen on this friend.
I kind of like that we did, or did we check the porn? We didn't check the porn on the last one. And that felt good.
I got a little mad at you.
What?
So we didn't. I said, I got a little mad at you, so we didn't. But I want to check it on this one.
I didn't know you got. Okay. It sounds like you're checking it, which means I don't have to, which is just great for me.
I am checking it. I want you to do the over-under on this one.
I think this is under 100.
Yes. Quite a bit under 100.
Yeah. Okay. This is like in, what are we, are we even double digits?
This is 12.
12. Yeah. Okay.
Barely double digits. Some of them are interesting. But it is, it's only 12, which makes sense to me because this is a little too cute and a little too insectoid.
It's
to me.
Yeah. It's very cute. It has no real human character. Like, you know, it's a bug. It's a bug
with
a little cute face.
We also are back to two unrelated Pokemon having sex and this guy just being a cameo.
Whoa.
As well. We get some of that again.
What are you guys doing?
Yeah. Just, what's happening?
Hey, that seems like it probably takes a lot of exertion.
I mean the other people in this improv scene.
Yeah, man, I did. That did. You are also still doing your fucking Patrick Warburton, though.
Do it, Flareon. That's my Snorlax voice. Do it, Flareon.
Is it Snorlax in the picture you're looking at?
No, I'm making it my own.
Which ones is it in the picture you're looking at?
What?
In the picture you were looking at, which ones was it?
I can't remember.
Good.
I'm so close.
And that's what it sounds like when Snorlax makes.
Do you think Snorlax has wet dreams?
It's not water type, so no.
Yeah.
It has normal dreams.
Yeah. Yeah, he has normal type dreams. He's weak against fighting type dreams. Yeah.
The powder that covers its body regulates its temperature, so it can live in any region or climate. I wouldn't
like
it.
The powder is also paralyzes you in this. This one has there's a quote section on this Pokemon. Let me find it, which is weird that they say something. Yeah. He's a quote. Everyone, I have to warn you to not attack me. I'll scatter powder if you do. That's his phrase.
Yeah.
And then his other one is, whoa, I run out of my black powder.
Okay. Yeah. I wouldn't like this Pokemon to be in the world with me.
No. Those caterpillars you can't touch are fucking scary. Because sometimes they drop out of trees. That's crazy.
I mean, if you deserve it.
You think that they call their shots?
I think there's some ethical consideration going on, yeah.
Oh, interesting. On whose behalf? On the caterpillars or on like an uncaring universes or gods?
The caterpillar. He's judging and deciding who to kill.
Okay. Have you ever, and you haven't had a caterpillar drop on you?
No, man.
Yeah, me either. We must be in good graces.
Yeah, well, we'll find out who makes it all the way. To be clear, Gary, the phrases you were just quoting are from Pokemon Super Mystery Dungeon, where you can talk to the Pokemon, because you've also been turned into a Pokemon.
Yeah, he talks. It's his famous phrase.
Yeah. He's connected to Cascoon. And
I wasn't saying he's the only one who talks like a Meowth, but...
Yeah, but I'm just saying that that's in a reality where... You're a Pokemon, too. You've been turned into a Pokemon as part of... God, man, that's one of those games that... Or those games generally are ones that have more TV Tropes entries than they should.
Isn't that weird that that's a big part of the plot of Detective Pikachu? Is, like, people turning into Pokemon? Like, a guy trying to turn people into their Pokemon?
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's... I mean, it's the dream we all have, of course, of becoming a Pokemon. If you could be a Pokemon, Gary, what would you be...
Thinking about it, my tempting answer is Snorlax. That's my favorite Pokemon, and I like resting.
Yeah.
But in real life, I like being awake from time to time, so I'd probably have to choose one of the ones that just had cool powers that I could use in real life to like steal money.
Okay.
You know, it'd have to be like a Mewtwo or something.
Zapdos,
like a Professor X Pokemon.
Zapdos was the correct answer.
Zapdos? I wouldn't want to be a Zapdos. Well, you've got the fly thing. I'm not as interested in flying as most people.
Is it because you've been on a plane and you're over it?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not as into it. But that's not part of my fantasy. Controlling people's brains so I can make them, like, depose world leaders and shit is part of my fantasy. So I think Mewtwo.
Gary, do you think you'd be ethical with your superpowers?
No. But I would make the world a much better place.
That's interesting.
Yeah, the ends would justify the means when I did it. Like, I could be trusted.
Oh, I'm glad we finally found the person for whom that is the case.
It's true. I can handle the One Ring. I can handle Squadron Supreme. I can handle the boy.
It's just a little ring. Why are people being so shitty?
I'm bigger than that. It's fucking jewelry. Of course I can handle it.
Yeah. Like, you can just eat it or throw it.
Yeah. Or you just hold on to it and you're like, okay, this is influencing my decisions. I'm not going to listen to it.
I know you have to do
that all the time when you have bad brain. Like all the time. I'm like, oh, this is just my brain talking to me. Why, how, on what earth could Frodo not just apply that to the ring and be like, oh, this is just the ring talking. I'm gonna chill out.
I know that the urge to do the heroin is external to me. That's just something I've done to myself. That's outside of me. I can take that impulse, feel it, and then filter it out, and then not break into my mom's house, steal all of her lamps, and sell them for, boy, some heroin does sound good right now.
It's pretty good. I bet you it feels great. That's the drug I'm most scared of doing.
It sounds right now, oh my God, that would really make my Monday.
It would make the next recording interesting.
I feel bad if there are any, because we've talked about this before. There's probably someone who's overcome a heroin addiction who has listened to our shows.
We 1000% have listeners on Duckfeed. I've met them. Like,
yeah,
that has happened quite a bit. Not like quite a bit, but enough times for me to know.
More than you'd expect.
I don't know specifically more than Guppy, you'd expect. But yeah, specifically on Guppy though, I'm not sure. But yeah, for sure, there's a good chance. Not trying to make fun of that.
Yeah,
I would get help, but I would know to get help.
I would listen.
If you like the show, what should they do?
I would love to know how you managed it, personally.
Yeah.
Because it seems like a difficult show to like.
Yeah, but we're still finding our footing. It's early.
We're still finding our chemistry, like our vibe together, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a new pivot. Give us some grace.
Give us just a little bit of fucking grace, you pieces of shit.
Yeah, we would enjoy some grace.
Do you not understand how hard it is to like find the rhythms with a new host or an old host where you're talking about, frankly, fairly similar content?
Imagine you are a caterpillar.
Please.
And you're hovering above us. And you're judging us. And as is your right as a caterpillar.
And as your like inclination. Right? It feels good to
your nature
to judge.
It is your nature. We will not deny you your nature, but do not deny us our nature. You know, look on us with pity, sympathy, and love.
I just caught myself thinking, which of us is the scorpion and which is the frog? And then I realized we're just two scorpions sucking off each other's stingers.
Speaking of porn, well, we already did the porn. But it is a real mutual stinger suck. We got a rating or review?
Yeah, 5 stars from 1.5 giraffes on Apple Podcast. It's a podcast is the title, and the body is you can listen to it. A perfect review.
No lies.
One of the greatest reviews we've ever been given, if I'm being honest.
Yes, Ghost, baby.
Yes, Ghost. Near, far, wherever you are, thanks for listening to everything to Gengar.